Someone had sent Tom Lemming a tape, but then Tom Lemming received thousands of tapes from thousands of football coaches and parents who wanted their kids to make the various high school All-American teams he selected. He at least glanced at all of them, usually quickly. This tape was different. This tape he watched in wonder. He knew right away that this boy was a special case. He lived and played in Memphis, Tennessee, and Memphis was always rich in raw high school football talent. So that wasn't it. The tape was grainy and you couldn't see very well, said Lemming, but when he came off the line it looked like one whole wall was moving, and it was just one player. You had to look at it twice to believe it. He was that big. And yet he would get out and go chase down and catch these fast little linebackers. When I saw the tape, I guess I didn't really believe it. I saw how he moved, and I wondered how big he really was, because no one who is that big should be able to move that fast. It just wasn't possible. As he drove into Memphis in March of 2004, Lemming thought, everything about Michael Orr, including his surname, was odd. He played for a small private school, the Briarcrest Christian School, with no history of generating Division I college football talent. The Briarcrest Christian School team didn't typically have black players either, and Michael Orr was black. But what made Michael Orr especially peculiar was that no one in Memphis had anything to say about him. Lemming had plenty of experience discovering great players. Each year, he drove 50,000 to 60,000 miles and met and grilled between 1,500 and 2,000 high school juniors. He got inside their heads months before the college recruiters were allowed to shake their hands. It didn't happen as much as it used to, but he still found future NFL stars to whom the recruiters were oblivious. For instance, no one outside of Newport News, Virginia had ever heard of Michael Vick, future number one pick in the entire NFL draft and quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, before Lemming stumbled upon him and wrote him up in his newsletter. But even in the case of Michael Vick, the people closest to him knew he had talent. Michael Vick was no secret in Newport News, Virginia. Michael Orr was as good as invisible, even in Memphis, Tennessee. Lemming asked around, and the local high school coaches either didn't know who he was or didn't think he was any good. He hadn't made so much as the third-string all-city team. He hadn't had his name or picture in any newspaper. An internet search for Orr yielded nothing on him. The only proof of his existence was this grainy videotape. From the tape alone, Lemming couldn't say how much Michael Orr had helped his team, just that he was big, fast, and fantastically explosive. To make my lists, they almost always have to have production, said Lemming. By production, he meant honors and achievements, not mere potential. He was different from just about every other kid I picked to be a high school All-American in that he didn't have any. But if Michael Orr in the flesh was anything like Michael Orr on the videotape, Lemming was afraid not to make an exception of him. He had his reputation to protect. Nothing was as embarrassing to him as leaving a kid off his lists who, 4 years later, was a first-round NFL draft pick. And the last time he had seen a player with this awesome array of physical gifts was back in 1993, when he went to the Sizzler Steakhouse in Sandusky, Ohio, and interviewed a high school junior working behind the counter named Orlando Pace. Michael Orr's athletic ability and his body, the only thing you could compare it to was Orlando Pace, said Lemming. He kind of even looked like Orlando Pace. He wasn't as polished as Orlando, but Orlando wasn't Orlando in high school. Pace had gone from Lemmings' All-American team to Ohio State, where he'd played left tackle and won the Outland Award given to the nation's finest college offensive lineman. In 1997, he'd signed the largest rookie contract in NFL history to play left tackle for the St. Louis Rams, and he was about to sign an even bigger one, 7 years, $52.8 million. Pace became and would remain the team's highest-paid player, more highly paid than the star quarterback, Mark Bulger, the star running back, Marshall Faulk, and the star wide receiver, Isaac Bruce. He was an offensive lineman, but not just any offensive lineman. He protected the quarterback's blind side.